Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global EcoTalk Show, the show where we celebrate responsible community development and volunteer works in Africa. Featuring your host is Eko Nagashima.
Thank you for listening to Global EcoTalk Show. This is your host, Eko Nagashima. We ask professionals, entrepreneurs, advocacy agents, and youth for understanding difficult problems like poverty, violence, and global warming in Africa, so that we may work toward betterment, faster and more enjoyable. I wish to help, but I do not want to get too involved because I don't want to suffer and I don't know what to do. If you feel that way, no problem. Our membership allows us to participate at any time, at anywhere. We have people from around the world. Each member does what he or she can do, but they don't do what they don't want to. Doing things with passion is important, and it is also important to be appreciated. Some members offer legal advice, some offer funds, some write and edit the articles, and others interview the network. It is very important, and it is not by force. It is a pleasure to work free from competition, backbiting, and politics. Would you not be excited to work online with other volunteers around the world? Suspicious email or computer virus? No worry. Your personal information is protected under any circumstances, and all you need is to get it on with your pace. Please visit our website, www.swatin.com. Here on the blogspotradio.com. Now it is a Global EcoTalk Show.
Good morning from Kobe, Japan. Kobe is a very interesting place. The city is very traditional, but at the same time, very modern. Thank you for listening to the 45th episode Global EcoTalk Show of 14th June 2015. Today, we are going to have the round table discussion across the globe. I am the host, Eko Nagashima, in a little tiny country called Japan. Guests are from the big continent called the United States, likewise a huge continent called Africa. Let me see if I can call our guests. Please just hold on a second and be patient. Okay, Michael, you're on the air. Lisa?
Hi.
Hello. Oh, we are so happy to have you. You said that you could not make it. Okay, Michael, Lisa is here.
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah,
normally
fine. Can you hear me? Lisa Swart is here.
I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, and Michael. Okay, let me introduce you two to the audience. Lisa Swart is a domestic violence, education, and advocacy at Voice Set Free. Case manager at American Overseas Domestic Violence Crisis Center. She is an advocate and educator for DV domestic violence issues. And Michael Smear, the editor-in-chief of EmbraNews Nigeria. It's located www.embranewsnigeria.com, which is based in Lagos. EmbraNews Nigeria is an online medium that addresses issues related to environment and development. An experienced environmental science journalist and urban planner, Michael previously worked with several print media establishments in Nigeria. Currently a member of International Council of Partners of Internews Arts Journalism Network. Now, obviously, the discussion will be very global, everybody. Interesting thing about global discussion is that we never know what would be the outcome. People around the world have a different viewpoints and ideas, aren't they? That means it is tough to communicate? No, not really. As long as we believe in doing good things to others. There are much to learn from one another, so let us be open-minded. And we will try to answer the questions to articulate what we are about to do in the local government area, Akwaibom State, Nigeria. I hear some echo sound.
Better?
Yeah, I can hear you well, but still echo sound is coming here. How about you, Michael?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
I can hear you very well.
Okay. Try to minimize any other windows. But shall we start?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we have a crew member who is researching the in the local government area. We are going to call him in a few moments. But let us start with a project title I haven't come up with. So will you share with us?
I think the project has to do with water purification, water provision. The areas issued with water, accessing possible water for drinking and cooking. So the project's main aim is to provide possible water for the people. And one of the features of the program is to use a bicycle-like equipment to purify water and to make water available for people.
Okay. And how about you, Lisa?
Well, I agree. Potable water project is great. Good idea, Michael.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me call Mr. Basti, who is researching the Indian local government area, tomorrow in Nigeria time. If the line is cut off, please do not call here. I'll try to reach you, okay, just in case if the line cuts off.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Basti.
Okay.
Welcome, you're on air. Our board of directors here, Mr. Swart and Mr. Michael Smear. Please go
ahead. Please, I can't hear you well here. I don't know whether the digital line is not functioning fine. Please, can you use the internet so that it will be clearer? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Basti.
It's better now, yes.
Yes. Now, I can hear you, but we lost Mr. Michael Smear. We are trying to reach him. Okay. Mr. Basti, here is Mrs. Swart. She's one of the board of directors and also vice president. Greet with her and greet with him, please. Go ahead. Hello. Mr. Basti, did you hear? Lisa is greeting you.
Something's wrong in Nigeria here because I can't hear you very clear. I don't know what is the problem.
Yeah, we have three people online. That's the reason. Okay.
The whole thing is lost. I can't hear anything. I don't know the problem.
Mr. Basti, please just tell her about the safety in any local government area. Safety in any local government area.
If I can hear very faintly, you mean about the violence in this part of the world? Talking about safety in a local government area, those things are not common. It doesn't happen, especially when it comes to strangers. It is not common at all.
Are you talking about a crime? One hearing, but it's not common.
Yeah, it's not common at all. It's not common.
Swart, can you ask me any questions that you have
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the actual potable water sources, because the CycloClean says that if the river and the pond water has harmful chemicals in it, then it's not usable as a water supply source. So I'm wondering where we could get the water to use for the sources of the clean water.
Did you hear, brother?
In fact, I keep hearing you repeating. It is not very clear here. Like what I said earlier, water problem in that area, that is in local government, have been a long issue. Many efforts have been done to get a possible drinking water. It's not been easy. So I don't know, but we are going there.
Why is it difficult to have the water purification program there? Why is it difficult?
Well, according to effort that men have been putting forth to get drinking water, the problem is always there is something inside that is not easy to penetrate. And so all the effort people will start and ended up no water.
Okay, did you hear Lisa and Mr. Michael? Did you hear both of you?
Okay, it's very difficult to understand.
Yeah, I hear them.
But she is saying that it's very difficult to dig on the ground. There is something there on the ground that it cannot be penetrated. So they have not been successful making the borehole in the local government area. Many people are suffering from the drinking water there.
Okay. What about rainwater? Do they have any catchment system?
Okay. They catch the rainwater. He has provided a film about 2 months ago. You know, that's the same area. Have you seen it?
Okay. Okay. No, I didn't realize it was the same area. Sorry about that.
Same area. Okay. Is there any questions, Mr. Smear?
Hello?
Yes, Michael. Okay, we lost Michael again.
I think there's something wrong with the web today. It's not that it used to be. So it's not clear at all.
He will provide the information tomorrow after he's researching. So we'll cut off the telephone for Mr. Bassi. I'm sorry. Is that okay with you?
Maybe I don't know if we can make it tomorrow, whether the situation will be better, because it's so bad today. I cannot even hear anything very clear.
You are going to the research right tomorrow to the local government area.
We are going there tomorrow.
Okay, so after that, and then we'll discuss, you know, what is your finding. It's no use of talking about it right now. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, this echo sound is so bad. Okay. Let us discuss the basics. We can go from there. Whether to set up a factory or whether to deliver the water to the village people. How do we go about it? Deliver the water to the village people. How do we go about it? Deliver the water to the village people.
Is Michael there?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I'm connected now.
Yes, great. So do you think you can tell us your opinions about how we are providing the water? Shall we set up a factory or shall we deliver water by having a small shop to provide the water and deliver to the people in the village? How do we do?
I think we can have small.
Small pastry. Small shop. How about you, Lisa? Do you have any opinions?
Well, you know, not having been there, I don't know what works best in that particular region. I think that those people that live there would be the best source of information. It seems like if there was a central location where people could come and get the water that they need, rather than having to wonder where the bike is, or, you know, that it just makes sense to have a central location.
Rather than having to wonder where the... Okay. Yeah. Michael says we should have a shop or factory. I could not hear very well.
So we could build, like, a catchment system that feeds to the bike, and then, you know, have people bring their own containers, or we could, you know, how does that work on the ground there? Would they bring their containers, or would they get, you know, I'm just not sure.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. Then let's go on to the next question. How are we having an individual to oversee the cycle clean while local people come to drink the water? How can we oversee the cycle clean? How can we maintain the cycle clean?
Somebody needs to be trained.
Right. Okay, then that means that we have to have a training session. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back now.
Okay. Now, you are saying that we should have a small shop. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Small, mini factories.
Okay, mini factories.
Look at the communities. Yeah, look at the communities.
Okay, so maybe shall we set up like 10 cycle clean in there to produce the water?
Shall we set up it depends on the communities you have in mind. I just want something that will be not too big, but bring it to the communities.
Okay. Now, Lisa is saying that we can have the community people to bring their own containers to the factory.
Yes. Something like that.
Okay.
Would you prefer that? Or, you know, I mean, there are big 5-gallon jugs that we could ship also with the CycloClean. What would be the most useful to the people that actually live there?
Okay.
Is that too heavy to carry? You know.
Yes. Is that okay? Maybe we can work on the project that way. If you have any different opinions. Okay. Now, shall we have this as the economic development activities to have them earn money? Like having somebody to oversee the factory and then they charge some small fees to the people who is coming to get the water. And then at the same time, the person can oversee and maintain the factory. What do you say about this?
Well, it would be better if
at the same time the person
if the grant could fund the position, because I feel kind of morally bad charging for water.
Okay. But somebody has to give the labor to pedal the bicycle, you know.
Right.
So those people have to be volunteer. Is that right?
Either volunteer, or if we can get funding for, you know, some salary, or they can trade riding the bike for free water, you know.
Okay. Let us hear Michael's opinion. The time is getting short, so we may continue the discussion through the email. And,
okay.
The telephone conversation is difficult at the moment. The line is not connecting well. So we will try to answer all the questions within a week so that we can bring out all the materials together. And write in Japanese also.
Okay.
And then later on, Mr. Itauma is going to join to put together in English to submit to the U.S. government as well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for joining, Mr. We are very happy to have you. Yeah. So.
You have been listening to Global Eco Talk Show. Thank you for tuning in. Global Eco Talk Show を聞いてくださり、誠にありがとうございました。Global Eco Talk Show は第4週月曜日の午前5時生放送でお届けしております。参加されたい方、もっと詳しく知りたい方、www.latin.org をご覧ください。またはメールでメッセージをcontact@latin.com まで送ってくださいね。See you in 2 weeks at 5 a.m. Monday in Japan, 9 p.m. in Nigeria, 1 p.m. in PST. If you'd like to join us or want to know more about us, visit our website www.latin.com. Thank you for blogtalkradio.com for making this broadcast possible. Goodbye!